World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, I'm in a pretty optimistic mood today. My mom always said I was a cockeye optimist. I mean, sun was either up or coming up. It's kind of the way I've always lived my life. But I watched yesterday. I don't know if you guys got a chance to see that or not. Where is it? Pull up number. No, that's not it. Anyway, yesterday they had about an 8-hour presentation regarding J6. I don't know if you guys saw that yesterday or not. It was unbelievable. And we are right now, friends, look, we are at, we want to get those guys out of jail. Do we want to get those guys out of jail? Because if we want to get those guys out of jail, we have to up our ante. And I'm going to show you some stuff here in a minute. It's critically important right now as President Trump comes into office. There's debate whether or not he's going to pardon them and yada, yada. Some of those guys, I'll get to it here in a second. I got a little bit of a game plan to operate with us today. I appreciate all of you being out there. Got some great stuff and some guys sent me great emails and stuff like that. And then yesterday, I didn't even really get a chance to talk about hurricane relief, yada, yada, yada. So I'm going to jump off right there because, look, I hope you guys can understand this. It's been 5 months since Hurricane Helene hit. 5 months. That's hard to believe, isn't it? And as I said the other day, Pass the Salt Ministries, we love to get engaged, we love to help, but we are not a mercy ministry. You understand what mercy ministry is, right? People go and feed people. And I mean, we do that, but that's not the focus. Well, it's not the focus of what we do here. And we've raised thousands of dollars and we've put, they have a really, really strong need right now for propane. Of course, we knew that was going to happen. I got Cowboy Dave sent out a text, just I can't remember where I saw it. The need for propane because it's cold down there, it's snowing down there, and all that stuff, and it's all good. But over the last 5 months, I feel like that's kind of been the focus of what's been going on here, and it's good, and we want to help them, and we want to continue to help them. But folks, there is so much going on spiritually, politically, that we need to be involved with. And I don't want to get drugged into the weeds of propane and tents, although it's all important. So praise God for Liberty Mel. Pull up number one. Here's what we're now going to do, okay? Here's our focus now. Go to the Liberty Action Network. And thanks, Mel. And I think maybe Gary had some input on this. I don't know who all had in, but I appreciate it. Scroll on down. Go to Liberty Action. When people ask you, how can we help down there? Boom. 2025 hurricane relief opportunities. Clay Parker did a lot of work on this. So we are, I don't want to say out of the hurricane relief business. We are still in it. We got a camper that's got to go down. We're still actively involved with it. But folks, we got to move on. We got a political war raging in front of us. So we want to drive people, and again, thank you, Mel. I'll get you in here in a second. The 2025 Hurricane Relief Opportunities is a list that's put together by mainly Clay Parker, I think, did most of the legwork on this. But folks, drive people to this website, and then Spencer, scroll down there if you can, Spence, and look, folks, here they are, opportunities to help. Slow down, man. Go back to the top, if you could. Appalachian Service Project, there's where you contact them. Operation Mountain Relief, there's where you contact them. How do you make a donation? Here's how you do it. You can go to Central Global Methodist Church. You can go to Bethel Wesleyan Church. Go scroll on down, Spence. So we have put together a list of how you can donate, get involved. I want to get out from under it. It's not that I don't care. It's not what we do. It's not what we do. So now we have a page that you can go to where you and your church or whoever your organization can directly contact and work with. Now, this is what Mark Trump did. Mark Trump has gone a little bit through Coach Dave Live, but he hadn't really. Mark's made his own contacts and he's doing what doing his thing down there. He doesn't need us. He's doing it. And Clay's been doing some legwork down there and says, man, this is a good organization, and this is a good organization, and this is a good organization. So from now on, when people say, hey, Coach Dave, what can we do to help? I want to send them to the Liberty Action Network. It's all right there. Been 5 months. We care about what's going on down there. We care about it. But folks, I got a call from Jeff Klein last night. God bless Jeff Klein. He says, Coach, I still got a bunch of stuff that's got to go down. Still got to go down. Wow. Well, how come I'm not mad at you, Jeff. How come I'm dealing with it? Why do I have to deal with it, right? Certainly there's some organization that's getting this stuff down there. So we're going to take all the stuff that Jeff has, we're going to put it in the camper that Steve Deck cleaned up, and then we'll ship it all down there together. And then they'll get it. But again, there are so many other things going on, not that are more important. That's not the right word. But we can hand it off. Let's not reinvent the wheel. So again, I tip my cap to Clay for all the legwork he's done there, Mark Trump and Craig Mickle. So here it is. You want to help? People say, how can I help? Send them to the Liberty Action Network, and there's all kinds of places to help. Cool? So I'm not washing my hands of hurricane relief, but we do more than that, and man, we need it now. Mel, come on in. Help us out here, Mel. I appreciate all the hard work you did. By the way, Gary Pierce helped put some of this together. A lot of people working behind the scenes have done this. Go ahead, Mel.
Yeah, so the idea is that it's going to kind of funnel to me. So I anticipate that there'll be updates. That's why I kind of put that date there, because, you know, needs change and, you know, different groups are added. So this is the first one. So, you know, as we get more information, you know, you'll send it to me by email, and I'll put my email for the Liberty Action Network in the chat. And then just send that to me. Gary has helped, you know, Gary Pierce is really kind of bringing a lot of that information together. I got some information from Clay yesterday, so we're already working on the second update, but we'll try to keep, you know, it fresh and at the top of the list, and just go to the Liberty Action Network, scroll down, because then you can kind of see the different updates that we've had. Thanks, Coach.
The Liberty Action Network. The Liberty Action Network.com. The Liberty Action. So when people ask you, when they contact me and say, Coach, what do we do about campers? I'm going to say, go to thelibertyactionnetwork.com and all the information's there. Because one of the things that's really bogged me down, and again, thank God that Steve Deck came out here, was out here seven or 8 days getting that camper fixed up. Steve's now working on the ability to get that camper taken down there. But folks, I can't be doing camper stuff. I can't be doing that. That's not what I do. So we're trying to connect the right people here. 5 weeks we've been fighting this battle. Huh? Pretty amazing. So thanks, Mel. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for everybody, all that you're doing. We've got us an amazing team. Okay. Now, how about this one? I'm going to swivel away here, man, and then come back. How about Canada? How about the Prime Minister of Canada quitting? Can I tell you what's going on? Say what you want to. There's a new sheriff in town, isn't there? And I would bet you anything, as this whole thing begins to play out, we're going to find some not very pleasant stuff about Fidel Castro's son, Trudeau. We're going to find, huh? Oh, why do you think he just bought? Why do you think he just bailed? Why did he just bail all of a sudden? I'm out of here. Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah. So a lot of them are running scared now. It's all good. A lot of them are running scared. And Trump, say what you want. He said, well, let's make you guys a 51st state. I thought, who would have ever thought of that? Who would have ever thought of that? Make them the 51st state because, see, they're hurting financially, yada, yada, yada. So he's got them on the run. He said, well, let's bring Greenland in. Let's make Greenland. Let's build us. See, he said, Spencer, can you pull map of the Western Hemisphere, maybe that would be it. Here's what Trump said. Say what you want. You know, say what you want to about the guys. It's unbelievable. He said, we have got to begin to protect ourselves here in the Western Hemisphere. So, Spence, where is it? Because people, do that second one, North America map. There. Greenland. Canada. He said, we got to protect ourselves. We can't let the Chinese and the Russians get in here and take over Canada and take over. We got to. They're our partners. Is it going to happen? I don't know. Mexico? Huh? Who knows? We're in the midst of Oh boy. Watch what's going on is really something. Jeff, you must have something to say. Go.
Well, Trudeau had last year and this year allowed the Chinese to come and do winter training in Canada.
Ah. Oh, my goodness, huh? So, folks, there's an upheaval going on. And I agree with Jamie Walden that we watched yesterday. It could be the end of the age. Could be something going on beyond what we understand. So here's what I wanted. I got a job for us all here real quickly. And Mel, I didn't talk to you about this, but we're going to get this on the Liberty Action Network as well. Did you guys happen to, I spent way too much time yesterday. Where is it? Watching the J6, number five. Pull up number five. Yesterday, they had a whole all day long. Consortium speakers about J6. We got to get these J6 guys out. It went on for I don't know how long does it say on there, Spencer? 7 hours and 19 minutes. One guy after another, talking about not only J6, but government involvement in J6, Pelosi setting us up, the FBI setting us. It was fascinating. It's fascinating. And that's a long day, but I was in and out watching that thing live yesterday as it streamed. But I was really struck by go to the 3-hour and 43-minute mark. By the way, go back a minute. Yeah. Jake Lang. Well, I know that name, right? Jake Lang calls in from the gulag. I don't know how they do that. I don't know how they make it work. But I want you to listen to what our brothers, our Christian brothers, are suffering. I got an action plan for you here at the end of this thing. Go ahead and listen to Jake Lang, who was part of this presentation that went across the world yesterday in a pushback specifically to get these guys out of jail. Is Donald Trump going to get them out of jail? Not if we don't open our damn mouths, he's not going to. We got to up the ante. Listen to what Jay, may go back just a little bit farther to the beginning of Jake Lang. There's his, by the way, okay, go ahead. That's good. Good.
Over time, and their family members, and keep hearing.
Hey guys, can you hear me? Am I cup tracking loud and clear? God bless. Hey guys. I just want to lift up the name of my Father in heaven, the one who sustained me and given me the ability to last this long and surrounding me with my amazing family and friends, all you guys that are there today at the Capitol, standing up 4 years later for this injustice, this gross miscarriage of justice, this two-tiered Soviet-style persecution of American patriots, guys. You are the heroes out there. We love you so much. Everybody that's trekked through the snow and the rain and the freezing sleet, like George Washington and his awesome rowdy crew of patriots crossing the Delaware River, making sure that patriotism and our constitutional republic last long in this country. And I believe that to make America great again, the first step is to free the Jan Sixers, pardon all of us on day one. We can't go forward as a country and leave behind dozens, if not even hundreds, of Jan Sixers in prison that stood up for this beautiful, beautiful country that we're blessed by God with. And look at the amazing people that have shown up today. My father just spoke very strongly and eloquently. An apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I'm proud to come from him. My mother spoke already. We're going to give her another opportunity after I'm done because she had some interference. But look at these family members. I'm just one small little portion of the incredible suffering and all the families that are wrapped up. There's tens of thousands of your brothers and sisters, America, all the people listening from the Gateway Pundit. We love you guys. But there are tens of thousands of your brothers and sisters, American conservative Christians, that are being, their lives have been destroyed after 4 years of a witch hunt. And we need to bring this to a close. That's why today's press conference is all about one thing. Leave no man behind. And we're calling upon President Trump and his administration and those in President Trump's orbit, the cabinet that's going to be selected around President Trump to deal with his pardon process, that it is not the time to start nitpicking and splitting hairs between who stays and who goes. Everybody has been denied due process. We've all been cruel and unusually punished. I've done over 900 days of solitary confinement myself. I mean, if that is not enough of pounds of flesh for these George Soros prosecutors have already collected from me without a trial, and many other Jan 6 brothers of mine that have suffered but alongside me here in the gulag. If that's not enough for these evil tyrants, then nothing will ever be. 4 years is long enough. It's time to bring home all of our brothers and sisters. It's a time for our jubilee, for God to open up the prison doors and for America to say it is the long arm of our Father in heaven and his son Jesus Christ that delivered these faithful men, these righteous men, the men that I have met. Let me testify to the character of the human beings that have suffered alongside me inside this gulag with me. They are some of the most upright, citizen-driven, selfless men I've ever met in my life. And it would be an absolute shame if any of these men were to spend a single more day after January 20th, 2024, inside a prison cell. These men need to go home. They have lives they need to restart, generational family businesses that have been wiped out and destroyed. We need to get these men back out there so they can rebuild their lives. And when they're done fixing the 4 years of destruction, we need to start electing these men into office, because there is no one who will fight harder for your rights, America, for your constitutional liberties, for your human rights and your human dignity than people that have been persecuted like we have. And so I'm calling upon all my Jan 6 brothers today, rise up to the occasion. History has presented an opportunity for us to learn how fragile liberty truly is in this country and what it takes to defend her and how to keep that lamp lit for more generations to come. And now that we've been denied our liberty, we know what it's going to take to defend your liberty. So God bless you guys out there. I want to bring my mom in some time to get her to speak, because at 2:35, exactly on the dot, we're going to be pausing for a moment of silence, and we're going to get a live stream in for the lives that were lost on the Capitol steps that day. Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed by Officer Michael Byrd, and there is a ceremony going on, a wreath-laying ceremony for her going on to celebrate her life as a patriot and her ultimate sacrifice that this woman made for our country at the Capitol that day. An innocent, unarmed protester, victimized, brutally and mercilessly killed by the Capitol Police, and as well as Roseanne Boylan, who died virtually in my arms. She was murdered by the Capitol Police officer, Lila Morris, and all the people that trampled her, all the Capitol Police officers that trampled her and sprayed her with CS gas and tear gas and pepper spray and asphyxiated this poor woman till she succumbed to her injuries. And two other men, Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips, also lost their lives this day. These are true American patriots that have their names forever etched into the halls of liberty. And so we're going to pay our respects to them at 2:35. We're going to get a live stream in to the replay.
Okay, Spence, you can cut that off. You can cut. That's amazing, isn't it? Huh? This guy's been in there for going on 4 years. No trial. 4 years. As we ignore it. Now, I'm going to – look, I know I covered some of this yesterday, but I think it's important I throw some more things at you. Number eight. This is the only J6 video – you will ever need to watch. Now, look, we went there. We went there. We saw what happened, folks. The whoever it was behind the scenes instigated the fight. They instigated. It should be number eight, Spence, is what I'm looking for there. Don't tell me it's, no, that's not, there it is. No, that's not it. There it is. This is about six. I want you to watch this, friends. We were there. We walked down. We peacefully walked down there and watch what Watch who instigated this fight. Go ahead and scroll down a bit, Spence. There's a video. There it is. There it is. Not much sound to it at the beginning. This is the gathering of people from the morning. Time elapsed, of course, right? Sped up.
I have given warnings about chemical munitions. I need the less than lethal team positioned above me to start deploying. Launch, launch, launch!
They hit one.
You are the wrong side of history!
We need more fucking munitions!
These grenades, peaceful!
Let's go, fucking shoot it! Go, shoot, shoot!
USA! USA! Shooting an innocent man and women!
Yep, they're deploying flashbangs on us.
They didn't show any of this because Jay skips around.
Hey, put it down, douchebag! Put it down, douchebag!
Stingbomb deployed! Stingbomb deployed!
Stingbomb deployed! Stingbomb deployed! Stingbomb deployed!
Hey, Noah, listen to it!
Throwing grenades into the
Stingbomb!
Nobody's going in the Capitol. Nobody's trying to break into the Capitol. They're just indiscriminately throwing these things in the middle of the crowd. Would you get mad? Would you push back?
As one who was here and
watch him push this guy off the, pushing him off the ledge. Watch this.
There were acts of violence. There were acts of terrible violence that day. Even from what I had seen with my own eyes and through the media, I've seen acts of violence.
30 feet he fell.
Officers that I had not seen before. And it was brutal and it was ugly. And our officers on the line did what they needed to do at the time.
If they'd never thrown the concussion grenades, if they'd never used the pepper spray, this wouldn't have happened. It was a peaceful protest. I was standing within 15 feet of the line of officers. They started firing at us before anybody did anything to them. We were not rushing them. There was no advance on them. They just started throwing concussion grenades and pepper spray.
Did you guys know that? Did you guys know that? That's what happened? Huh? Now, hang on. I found something else yesterday. Somebody found it for me. Thank you, whoever that was. An actual video, number 6, Coach on the Capitol steps. Actually, me explaining what's going on. I did this live on Facebook. Jared or somebody captured it. This video is missing off of Facebook. You can't find it. It's only 3 minutes or so. Go ahead.
U.S. Capitol, and I don't want to act like I'm brave or anything because I didn't have anything to do with this. There's some brave patriots that somewhere along the line stormed the gates. They stormed the castle, and they broke into the U.S. Capitol, and then from what we understand on reports we're hearing, they've actually made their way in.
Now, look, I'm giving you information at the time. I don't know what's going on around me. It's just hearsay. This guy's well, so I'm explaining to you what I'm hearing. I don't have any idea whether it's true. Go ahead.
Inside the chambers of where the Senate and the House are here. And I don't know that to be true, but that's what we hear. But we are now gathered with, I don't know, there's thousands of people who, we've breached the steps. I'm sitting on the steps right now at the Capitol. And nobody knows what's going to happen now. I don't know what's going to happen. I was trying to tell all of our guys, We spent about 4 hours down at the bottom of the hill listening to President Trump and some other speeches. I said, listen, the action's not going to begin until we get up to the top of the hill. When President Trump was done, we marched up here to the top of the hill. Somebody breached the daggone place. Now, the police haven't done anything. They've shown up in riot gear. They got tear gas, but they haven't done anything like that. And we just saw that the mayor has issued a 6 p.m. curfew, but good luck with enforcing that thing. So, hey, we tried to do it through peaceful means. We still hope to do it through peaceful means, but I guess game on, huh, Bobby?
Game on. Like a game on.
I really don't have any much.
So we were there, all right? We were there. I'm sitting on the Capitol steps right there. Okay, so here's the game. Here's what I want to do, okay? I want all of you to do this. In fact, we're going to do it right now. We're going to do it right now. And I want you, we've got to bring pressure on our elected official. We have got to hold Donald Trump's feet to the fire. So here's what I want you to do and what I want you to share with everybody that you know. Go to number two. Go to number two, Spencer. I went online and I found out President Trump. We're going to do this right now so you see how easy it is. All right? Hit contact. Boom. There it is. Okay, Spencer, we're going to let you do this so everybody can see how simple this is. You want to share your thoughts with, who do you want to share them with, Spencer? Click on that. Go over the, I think you got to go to the little arrow. Donald J. Trump. That's who we want to share our thoughts with, all right? Is he ever going to read it? I don't know. Spencer, fill it in. Mr. Spencer, can't even spell his name, Delaney. Whoops, nope, Spencer, there you go. Mr. Spencer Delaney, organization, you don't have to put anything. Put an address in there, Spence, whatever. I mean, you can put my address if you don't want to put your own. Put box 744, whatever. Main Street. This is so easy, right? Mount Airy, North Carolina. And then you want, you don't have to put your phone or email in if you don't want to. You don't want to have to. I would put your email in because that's how I'm going to contact the guy, right? Put your email in there. What's your email? Okay, boom. And what's your comment, Spencer? Here's your comment. Release the J6ers and the pro-lifers. You could say, pardon them, whatever. Release the J6ers and the pro-lifers. Pardon them of all charges. Boom! And send it. I'm not a robot. Send it. Boom. Folks, we got to do this. We got to do this. Is Donald Trump going to read him? Listen to me. Don't write a 6-page thing to Trump. He ain't going to read it. They're just going to count numbers. They're just going to count numbers. Wow. We got 1.6 million emails from people that want the J6ers set free. We have to do that. Are you looking at me? You have to do that. We have to do that. And you have to get all your friends to do it. All your family members to do it. Right? It's a numbers game now. Because you know what Trump's doing? He's sitting there. He's from a political standpoint. Is this going to help us or is this going to hurt us politically? That's the way they all think, isn't it? So we have to know, want him to know it matters to us. Hey, Spencer, you'll probably be getting a call from the FBI. They'll probably come and try to throw you in jail. And then how about this one? I've been doing some work here this morning. So put that in the chat. Everybody says, how do I do that? Hey, Spencer, do me a favor right now. Put that contact. What's that website, Spence? Because I want people right now who are watching this show who are not logged on at Coach Dave Live, take a picture of that page. Boom. Spencer, what is the website? How do they find it? What's the website, Spencer? Okay, it's on the screen right now. The Office of Donald J. Trump, okay? Hey, folks, don't send him a big letter. Set these people free. Pardon them, Mr. President. There it is, right there. It's on the screen. So, hey, you can take a picture of it. But, Spence, I still don't know if they found the website. What is the website?
The website is 45office.com, and then you can just go to contact from there. 45office.com.
Yeah, 45office.com. 45office.com. Did you hear that, folks? The number 45. Put that in the chat. 45office.com. 45office.com. And then it'll direct you where you want to go. Now, look, I said that's not enough. That's what I said. That's not enough. Not only am I going to send an email to him, I'm sending one to J.D. Vance. But I ran into a problem when I did a search on J.D. Vance. Because, folks, it's a numbers game. It's a numbers game. And all I could find was J.D. Vance's Senate office. I don't even know. But Spencer, you're going to send a message to J.D. Vance as well. And you're going to say the exact same thing, right? Let him go. Pardon him. Get him out of there. We've got to use our voice. So Spencer's doing that right now. Same thing. You do the exact same thing. You fill it all out. And boom, send it to him. Please describe your case. So you're going to say, let him go. Let him go. All right? Cool. Now, as Spencer's continuing to do that, I ran into something I couldn't believe. I tried to find First Lady's email. Yeah, Pillow Talk. Pillow Talk. I found it, by the way. I don't know if it's a good one, Spencer. First.lady@whitehouse.gov. It's number three. Okay. First.lady@whitehouse.gov. And what do you say? Please have your husband release the prisoners. Don't tell her how beautiful she is or how much you know. Don't do that. Don't do that. Please have your husband release the J6ers and the pro-lifers. There it's on the screen. First.lady@whitehouse.gov. Now, I assume this works. I don't know. I don't know if it works or not. I looked and looked and looked and tried to find it. And I already gave you the one on Vance. Tried to do the exact same thing. So if you can send one email, you can send three emails. And we want those guys set free. It's pretty simple to do. And share with all of your network and ask them to do the exact same thing. Make it simple. Tell them what to say. No long left. Folks, they are not going to read your email. But they're going to count it. They're going to count it. And we have to create a fire under Donald Trump that we want these guys made whole. We want them released, and then we want them made whole. By the way, that thing that I was showing you where Jake Lang was talking, if you watch that, it's about a seven-hour program. It's all people talking about how mistreated these guys have been and how they need to be restored financially, recovered. For 7 hours, all the evidence that you need that it was a planned, coordinated insurrection by Nancy Pelosi. The evidence is there, friends. Now, that's something entirely different than what we're going to do about Nancy Pelosi. But these guys should be released the first 2 hours that Trump's president. He ought to sign an executive order. Let them all out. Let them all out.
Boom.
Huh? But see, you're so not you. Your friends are so stupid. They think they shot police officers. They raped women. I mean, it's unbelievable, right? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, hang on. One other thing. Make sure COVID's there. Okay, point number seven. Then I'm gonna open it up here. Oh, I gotta do that too. Yeah. Molly Hemingway. I don't know if she's a reporter. Folks, Nancy Pelosi should hang. Stop a minute. Because I heard from some of those bleeding hearts. Bleeding heart. I believe in justice. I believe in mercy. But there can be no mercy till there is justice. And Nancy Pelosi and her crew need to be held accountable for what they do.
Amen. Mercy
follows justice. And those guys that have been locked up, over 1,200 of them locked up, Bill Dunphy, they deserve justice. So people say, well, coach, they just have to learn to forgive. Well, yeah, I'll forgive after justice. After I'm restored, after justice, I will. When they restore everything that was taken from me, then I'll forgive. But see, you can't just say, I forgive you and not restore. Come on, man. What's wrong with us? Oh, let's just forgive her. Just forgive her. No, 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 no. Let her hang. Literally. And let her beg for mercy from God to forgive her of her sins. Mercy. Mercy. Okay, go on down. Listen to what Nancy, play this, Spencer, a little bit longer, a little bit lower. Listen to what Molly Hemingway says about Nancy Pelosi. Go ahead.
Give us your reaction to President Biden issuing these medals.
Well, this award to Liz Cheney really is inappropriate. This is a woman who was hand-selected by Nancy Pelosi to run a committee that was extremely one-sided. Liz Cheney, in the course of running this committee to supposedly investigate the January 6th incident at the Capitol, she obstructed justice. She witness tampered. We have lots of reason to believe she witness tampered with Cassidy Hutchinson getting involved in that woman's actual legal representation. She hid evidence that exonerated Donald Trump. I mean, one of the big things that Liz Cheney had said was that Donald Trump had not, in fact, sought a presence at the Capitol to protect people who were protesting. And she had evidence when she conducted her interviews that the deputy chief of staff said he personally heard Donald Trump say that he thought 10,000 National Guard troops would be good, that he heard the chief of staff talk to the D.C. mayor encouraging her to request those troops. But she hid that evidence, completely failed to release that evidence until, and it only came out after Republicans took control of the House. This is not someone that you should be giving an award to, someone who's witness tampering, obstructing justice, and the like.
So do you think she broke the law? Because remember, in the last few weeks, there was some conversation about Biden issuing her a pardon. Is a pardon warranted?
Well, I think the pardon is being sought by people who know what she did because she is in legal jeopardy. At the very least, she should be investigated for this. But I also think it's just so interesting how much Democrats, I mean, the reason why she's getting the award is because she helped Democrats campaign. They thought that she was helpful. But you might remember that the Kamala Harris campaign had Liz Cheney out on the road. That was their closing message. If you vote for Kamala Harris, you're going to have people like Liz Cheney handling our foreign policy. And polling showed that that was actually a net negative with people on that campaign. So
okay,
Liz Cheney,
you guys remember who Liz Cheney's daddy was, don't you? Huh? How much death and destruction did Liz Cheney's daddy? Wow. How much of that did he force on the world? Death and destruction. Come on in, Mel. I got more. We're going on the offensive. Send those emails. Oh, coach, that isn't going to matter. That's why we freaking lose. It don't matter. Everybody in your church ought to send an email to the president, say, pardon them, restore them, every single one. It was a setup, folks. Nancy Pelosi at the heart of it. Go ahead, Mel.
Hey, I just took a minute and I put together a little quick action based on that link. So if you click on the link that I just put in the chat, that will take you to the link that you had put there, and that you should be able to go right to the website and send a message to Donald Trump. So
awesome, Mel. Awesome. There's the Liberty Action Network at work, right? There you go. Share that with everybody. Ask them. We just want these guys out and treated justly. That's all we want. That's all we want. Everybody you know ought to be for that. But see, they won't be for that because the media government complex purposefully brainwashed your friends into thinking these guys tried to overthrow the government. It's unbelievable what we've allowed to have happen. Jack, come on in.
As soon as Spencer put that in the chat, I simply copied that link, put it on Facebook, and my text just said, tell him release and pardon all J6ers. And when I hit post, it is a beautiful picture. It's real simple, and you don't need to do anything else. It's bang, and that you can share that 1,000 times.
Amen. And pro-lifers, Jack. And pro-lifers. Hey, folks, come on, man. Come on. Cal Zaslav sitting in jail They're trying to save babies. There is no law granting the right to an abortion, friends. The Supreme Court overturned that law, and they're putting him in federal prison for something that the Supreme Court said is not a law. Come on, Vinny.
This is, they're going for the Rodney King defense, Coach. Why can't we all just get along?
Yeah, they want to now, don't they? Yeah.
Right? After they caused all this chaos. Oh, why don't we just let it go? Right? Nonsense.
That's right. That's what mercy follows justice, right? Judgment. They're guilty. They deserve to be punished. Mercy follows that, right? But in, folks, you don't make somebody else healthy by letting the criminal go. So, oh, well, they have to learn to forgive. Yeah. Yeah. Pay them $1 million in restitution, and then we'll forgive you. But until you've made them right, how can I tell somebody to forgive someone who stole something from them, stole their life from them? Restore them, and we'll forgive them. But you don't blindly forgive without restitution. By the way, Jesus had to die on the cross. The wages of sin is death. They sinned against their brother or whoever. They high crimes. They committed high crimes. And we're supposed to just say, oh, well, it's okay, Liz. It's okay, Liz. No. No, I'm thinking about Jake Lang and Bill Dunphy. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay for me to grant mercy to Liz when she did something to Dunphy. That's not my job to do that. My job is to seek justice. Neil.
When I saw Nancy Pelosi walking in that walker yesterday, I said, oh boy, here we go. They're going to take that liberal media and all the zombies that watch that. And they say, how can you prosecute this little, this poor little old lady in the walker? So I figured that's all
Neil, part of the plan there. Neil, Mitch McConnell too. Did you notice that?
Mitch yes, McConnell, I did.
Huh? Do you, hey, Spencer, folks, what the hell's wrong with us? Spencer, how old's Mitch McConnell? How old is Mitch McConnell? I know how old he is. I want you to see it. How old is he? What is wrong with us when we allow a guy his age, born 1942, Mitch McConnell is 82 years old. What is wrong with us when we allow 82-year-olds to control of the American government? How old is Nancy Pelosi? You don't have to look. Same thing. Same thing. Why would an 82-year-old man, Why would Nancy Pelosi want to still be dabbling in this other than she's 84? Folks, come on. Joe Allen.
As Liz Cheney there, there's a list of pardons and awards they've given. The one I heard yesterday was George Soros.
Yes, they gave him a Medal of Honor, then that Congressional Medal of whatever. Liz Cheney got it. Liz Cheney got it from Biden. Liz Cheney, whose daddy was Vice President of the United States in all the 911 stuff and getting into the Middle East and destroyed. Her daddy, Mr. Republican. The Democrats give her a Medal of Honor. What's that tell you, friends?
Coach Hillary Clinton got it, too.
Hillary Clinton got it. She and Liz standing there beside each other. Yeah, yeah. You think it's not one big party and we ain't part of it? I think so. Judah. By the way, hey, Judah. Oh, hang on, folks. Before I bring Judah in, here's something else you got to watch. Spencer, pull up the email that says, bear with me, Ivan. Judah, I watched that thing yesterday. Jeezy, criminy. Folks, can you find that, Spencer? It's number, it just says Ivan. Ivan. Oh, my goodness. What's that? You don't see it? That means I didn't send it to you. That'd be why. Let me forward it to you. Because, folks, I want you all to watch this. When you get a chance, I want you to watch Ivan Raiklin holding their feet to the fire. So, anyway, come on in, Judd. I'll get that ready and up to go. Go ahead, Judd.
Yeah, Coach. I just put it in the chat as well for the link if you need it, Spencer.
Okay, good. Chat's in the link. People can't get to the links. We'll get it here in a minute. It's Ivan Raiklin dropping dime on these guys, folks. It's amazing. Go ahead.
The thing that is funny when you bring up the Liz Cheney topic is that Liz Cheney and Mike Pompeo are going around the country telling people that there was a peaceful transition of power back on in January in 2020. And so Mike Pompeo explaining that. And what's funny is that when he's explaining that, he's also explaining that, they are biblically sound and that people need to forgive people for all that they're doing. And I add this is that I'll stand on my soapbox. Gary and Drenda Kassi were in the meeting on J6 with Mike Pompeo, and not once have they mentioned it to their congregation. Standing on the stage day after day after day, they've never mentioned the J6ers, and they've never mentioned Mike Pompeo in their meeting that day. That should be public knowledge.
So, in other words, pastors ought to be blowing the horn for these guys who are being unjustly held in prison. But they're not blowing it because, number one, they're either complicit or they believe the lies. Would that be fair to say, Judd? They either believe the lies or they're complicit in the cover-up. Neither one good, in my opinion. Neither one good. Real quickly, play what's on the screen right here. This is Ivan Raiklin. We know Ivan. Yes, we know Ivan. Yes, I could dial Ivan, and yes, I could talk to, I know Ivan. This is, folks, he's dropping dime, man, on what's going on.
Ready?
We're doing an interview with him.
And then you got yours.
This is a good one.
There he is.
All right. Nice to meet you.
What's your name again, sir?
Donny O'Sullivan.
Joni?
Donny.
Donny.
Donny, yeah.
Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah. Proud American citizen, though.
Since when?
Since the day I was born.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you keep your Irish accent?
I grew up in Ireland.
And you're a dual citizen?
That's right.
Dual citizen?
Yeah, dual citizen. Yeah.
So where would you say your loyalties lie more?
Yeah, I've lived here decades.
So a decade and you're like probably over 30, right?
That's right, yeah.
So majority of your life is in Ireland?
That's right, yeah.
So culturally, you're more Irish or American?
It's probably Swiss. My mom's from Boston, so grew up celebrating Thanksgiving in Ireland. Yeah.
Okay.
What about you? Where are you from?
Okay, you can take it off. I put it in the chat. He so busts them out. It's 33 minutes, folks. Huh?
Yeah,
it's
Coach, and that was held at the J6 panel review as well.
Oh, so this is outside that thing we were just watching, then, right?
Yep.
Uh huh, folks. Look. We, for the first time, we are on the offensive. Now, Spencer, pull that back up so people take the time. Which one was it? I'm sorry, man. I'm looking. Number five. Pull up this entire J6 panel. Folks, it's... The speakers that they have on there are unbelievable. And finally, they're all coming together. Go back to the beginning. Scroll back to the beginning. They're all coming together to get the J6ers out. There's Ivan, who we just saw. Ivan speaking, telling them what went on. Scroll, keep a kid, just slide. Who else is up? It goes on for 7 hours, friends. What's his name? Patrick Byrne. He's on. Go to the next one. These are people coming together. And Vanderstuff. We got to get these guys out of jail. Next one. I don't know who he is. Keep going. We got to get him out of jail. That's the theme. We got to get him out of jail. This guy was really good. We got to get him out of jail.
Boom.
So this went on for like 7 hours. So put that in the chat. I would ask you maybe, Lindell, get him out. You guys know that they're trying to break him? Do you have any idea how much money he spent? Mike Lindell, unbelievable. Jeff Klein, come on in. Put this in the chat. Watch it, friends. Watch it. I'm telling you, it's really good. These people, official January 6th pardon press conference live in D.C. Do you hear about it? Do you guys know about that? How long did it go on, Spencer? Can we see down at the bottom there? 7 hours and 19 minutes of person after person after person after person presenting evidence how it was rigged. We got to get them out, blah, 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 blah. We got to turn up the heat. Jeff, go ahead.
Judah just talked about Drenda Cassie, the female pastor.
Yeah.
Turned her back on the J6ers.
Hang on a minute. Hang on. Let me say this. I just appreciate we don't use names of people who cannot defend themselves, whether she's innocent or not, I don't know, but that they have a right to defend themselves. Anyway, go ahead, Jeff.
Well, she just got elected a county commissioner in Knox County.
Yes, she did.
So I need to go sit in on county commissioner meetings and see what
she's doing. And you need to go ask her, who's now an elected official. I don't care if she's a pastor. I don't care about that. What she's doing to get the J6ers out. What she is doing to get Bill Dunphy out of jail. You need to go ask her. Because if I understand it, and look, I can have her come on. I'm not, folks, trying to embarrass anybody here. Okay.
100%, Coach. She needs to be asked as a pastor, what is she doing to help Bill Dunphy? Period.
Period. A fellow pastor in the same community, basically. What are you doing to get him out?
I'll go ask her in the meeting, in the county commissioner meeting. I'm telling you, when I talked to her before and asked her questions, she walked away from me.
Do it publicly. Okay, I gotta show you something else here. Where is that? Oh Lord, did I save that? I had so much good stuff for you guys today. Where is it? Where is it, Coach?
Video everything. If you do that, video everything.
Video everything.
Yeah.
Video everything, man. Oh, that's not. Anyway, I'll get to that later. Stay. Yeah, Rod. Hey, folks, again, this is called accountability. I do not like to use my this platform to accuse those who cannot defend themselves. So I just want to be really, really, I wouldn't like it. I mean, I've seen before somebody on a broadcast say something about me that totally wasn't true. Wasn't true. And I had no chance to defend myself. So I like to be really, really careful about that. Okay. And rather than to me using names and say, I know a pastor or I know this person rather than names, that's just where I stand with it. So I don't doubt what Jed's saying. To be truth, I just think there's a proper way for us to try to do
it. Coach, at this point, I agree with you. However, I will say this. She now holds a public office.
It's different now.
And she's part of the Kenneth Copeland Network. And Kenneth Copeland, we'll talk about him all day long. She's an equal partner with him.
Gotcha, man. Gotcha. Lauren.
In Proverbs 31, 8 and 9, in the New King James Version. If you want to pull that up, it states that we're supposed to be a voice for those who are appointed to die. And Coach, you're doing that. Right. And it doesn't say, only in the church or only in your, you're doing that. And that's what's happening, is using your voice for the Lord to bring hope so that for those who are appointed to die. So whether it's for, you know, like Cal or Pastor Bill, or the J6ers, they're all being appointed to die.
They are.
That's right. And people who don't know the gospel. I mean, we've been taught a false gospel and we've been gossiping about God. He said, I hate lying. Gossiping is lying. When you're sharing a false gospel, you're lying about the one who saves our lives. I am thankful he is. When was the last time he actually said, thank you for making me a son. Thank you for making me your daughter. Thank you for stopping the bleeding. Thank you for exposing this evil that's so bad and that you could bring us together. And thank you, Coach. And I'm thanking you, Coach, and your wife, who's your paraclete. Thank you for being a voice for those who are appointed to die.
Amen. Amen. I'd want them doing it for me. I'd want them doing it for me. Jared, Spencer. Pull up. I just sent you a standalone email. Now, folks, I want you to watch this tactic, okay? Jeff, I want you to think about this. Folks, all's fair in love and war, right? I want you to watch what's going on here. These people, they got organized, and they went to a meeting where Nancy Pelosi is. Spencer, roll up to about the 1 minute and 30-second mark. And then here's what they do. Nancy Pelosi's in the meeting. And you know how it is, Jeff, when you go to one of those meetings, you got 2 minutes. You have 2 minutes. Well, I want you to watch this crowd take over the 2 minutes. They don't care that it's 2 minutes. And maybe we need to do more of this. Have it at the 1 minute and 36-second mark. and they're trying to interview Nancy Pelosi, and the people in the crowd won't have anything to do with it. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So you but don't worry about that. I'm from San Francisco. I'm used to this.
Folks, this goes on for
we
three
have
minutes.
An opportunity
One
for the audience.
Another jumps up. They will not shut up. They will not just do their 2 minutes, please. And when the police come and say you have to leave, they leave. But they got their 2 minutes in so that they could not be silenced by the controlled group. Keep going.
To ask questions. So we'll wait till the end of our conversation to do that.
See, they'll get what they want because all the press will say is that we got interrupted.
All right, so. All right.
One at a time, they just stand up and keep going.
You never know what to expect at the 92nd Street Y.
Folks, this goes on. It goes on and on and on. Now, Spencer, I'm running out of time. Scroll forward a little bit, Spencer, and they're going to give you another angle. Keep going. They're going to give you another angle of what's going on in the crowd. You watch the people in the crowd. Hey, Jeff, they're not standing in line getting their 2 minutes. Keep going. Play it.
You disagreed with the Iraqi war, but you do not disagree with the genocide that's taking place right now in Palestine. Okay? You're not in a position to lecture anyone right now. You're not in a position to lecture anyone. All right? There is a genocide.
Hold her out. Here comes the next one.
200,000 dead Palestinians. We're about to go to nuclear war right now with Lebanon, all right? You're a one-stop squad. You don't need to lecture anyone, okay? We should be working for peace. We need to cooperate with other nations, and that's what we should be doing.
Do you feel powerful? Do you feel powerful killing Palestinian children? Do you feel powerful sending people to Ukraine?
You understand what? Okay, you can stop. You understand what's going on here, folks? You understand what's going on here? They are controlling us by making us be polite. Be polite. So Nancy Pelosi can sit up there and tell her lies, and maybe you'll get a chance to have 2 minutes that you can say it. And these people said, enough of that crap. And they don't care. They're being hauled out. They made sure that she ain't going to show up and run her trap anymore, which makes me wonder. Maybe that's why she's in a wheelchair, so she doesn't have to go to these events anymore. Huh? Maybe. Folks, come on in, Raj.
So come in after.
What's that?
Wrong.
Say it again, man. You broke up.
I'll come in after the show. You finish strong.
Oh, okay. Come in after the show. You understand, folks? Nancy, yes, Top Nut. Nancy's the daughter of a powerful mob boss. You understand that the governor of California is her nephew. Fidel Castro's son is Justin Trudeau. What the hell's going on? Oh, I know what. Psalm 2, Spencer. Psalm 2. Could you pull that up for me? Psalm 2. Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Well, the kings of this earth set themselves. And the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, and against the Lord's people. What? Yeah. They're in charge. They're in charge. Justin Trudeau, Fidel Castro's illegitimate son. What? He that sits in the heavens is going to laugh, though. Lord's going to have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath. Oh, yeah, God's going to speak in a little bit of wrath. Might help us. We got a little bit angry. And vex them in his sore. Scroll down, Spence. If Randy's got it. The oligarchs have lost their cover, folks. There's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And we are seeing it. And we cannot, must not miss this opportunity. If we don't rise up now, they're going to continue to arrest anybody that disagrees with the government. And The kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed. There's the battle right in front of us. See you tomorrow.